Please join me in our opening prayers together. Lord God, the Almighty, we just sang that you are stronger. But stronger than what? You, King of Souls, are stronger than the hate that threatens to consume planet Earth. You, King of Truth, are stronger than the lies that steal, kill, and seek to destroy all that is good, true, beautiful. You, King of Grace, are stronger than the sins that the devil holds over our heads to shame us. You, King of Order, are stronger than the chaos and instability that cackles and threatens and intimidates. You, King of Wholeheartedness, are stronger than each and every one of us, which is great news, because your grip is firmly holding us even when we feel like we're barely holding on. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. Forgive us for the sin of living as if you are not Lord of all, but Lord of some of our thoughts, some of our decisions, some of our actions, some of our time. We fall flat on our faces and thank you that your word says that you are slow to anger and abounding in a love that is not shallow but steadfast. Who are we that you should uphold us, forgive us, adopt us, help us? Oh, right, we're yours. We're your kids. By the fortitude of your unconquerable spirit, renovate us and hold us close under your strong, strong arm that we might live each new day knowing you not as Lord of some, but as Lord of all. All these things we pray in the majestic name of Jesus, King of Kings. And together with the words he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.